America today is going through a time of social upheaval not seen since the 1960s. The focus of this crisis is the traditional family structure, and in particular, one key part, the traditional role of the father. It's like a devastating epidemic that is moving through and leaving a trail of broken hearts and broken dreams in its wake. What is this tragic outbreak? It's the epidemic of disappearing fathers. On today's edition of Beyond Today, we're going to look at the question, where have fathers gone? Stay with us.
Join our host, Darris McNeely, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
What are your memories and thoughts about your father? Did you understand him? Did you appreciate him? Did you know him? Regardless of the quality of his parenting, you were probably better off for having him than you realize. Preparing for this program on fathers has brought back memories of my father. His name was Lloyd McNeely. He was born in 1921, the son of a farmer, in a large family, the second of 13 children. They were poor, but they had a lot of love. Two events defined my father's life. The first was the Great Depression of the 1930s. They were already poor, so they really didn't know the difference. He only got through the eighth grade of schooling. He had to go to work to help his family. The second event that defined his life was World War II. He was only married a month at the time of Pearl Harbor, the Japanese attack at that point. He was drafted. He became a combat engineer, and he was among the first wave of troops to land on Normandy on June 4th, 1944. After the war, he came home, started a business, had a family. I grew up working beside him in that business. Now, my father and I were of different generations. He was of the Depression era. Me, I was a child of the 60s. There were conflicts at times, and there were challenges, just like every other family. At times, I might have wished that my dad was a bit different and perhaps like other dads that I had in my mind. And yet, like all dads, there's ways that he could have been better. But I eventually came to the point where I realized that he did the best job he could. He was the product of parents who also did the best job they could. When I accepted that he was what he was and wished for nothing more, I then came to understand my father. I was at peace and could move on with my life and respect him deeply. Now, sadly, it's come to the point in many countries that fewer children than ever will have the opportunity to grow up in a home with a father and a mother. Let's look at the following quote that talks about this. It says, a generation ago, an American child could reasonably expect to grow up with his or her father. Today, an American child can reasonably expect not to. That's a staggering thought to realize. On this edition of Beyond Today, we're talking about fathers, and we're talking about it with two other fathers who are with me at this time. Gary Antion, who is a pastor and a family marriage counselor and an instructor at a graduate level, and Mario Sigley, who is also a pastor. Both have been guests with us here on Beyond Today. Gentlemen, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
Gary, maybe you could tell us some memories that you might have of your father.
Well, my father is currently still alive at 97 years of age, and it's been a blessing to have him throughout my life. He came over to America as an immigrant from the Middle East. He settled in the country as a little baby. He had to learn a lot on his own. His father died, his own father died, and his mother died when he was about 9 or 10 years old. So he had to make it on his own. And one thing I remember about my dad is that my dad set such a wonderful example of hard work, and my dad had a very strong ethic for what was right, taught us not to lie, not to cheat, but to stand for that which was right. He was also fun. I remember him getting down and playing croquet with us, and just in general, being fun to be around. He loved us. I still go home now. When I go to see him, he'll come to the door and give me a hug and a kiss.
That's a blessing.
Is a wonderful memory.
It is. It is. Mario, you have a unique background as well and memories of your father.
Yes, I do. The United States truly is a melting pot. My father was born in Cuba, as I was as well. He became a medical doctor and had to fight for the freedoms there. And then we migrated over to the U.S. And he taught me two great things. One was the courage about your principles that you should live by and, if necessary, die by, and also the honesty, that he was a man that was a medical doctor, but he never prospered very much because he wanted to take that excellent care of his patients and not charge them overly so. So you had these wonderful memories of the model and example that my father set for me and trying to live up to them.
Well, all three of us have been blessed to have examples of fathers and fathers in our home, and I think we all understand that things have changed. There are some studies that show that perhaps only 40% of boys today are being raised with a or without a biological father. What happens when a father figure is not in the home, Mario?
This is a tragic situation. Now, can you imagine that in 1960, this was a very minor problem? In the 1960, only one of every 20 children were going to grow up without father and mother. And today, it's virtually one out of every two children are going to grow up without their biological father and mother. So this is a tremendous impact on society. It is causing very deep and very troublesome problems in society.
Well, when a child grows up in a home without a father, he's missing one aspect of family life. It took a father and a mother to produce a child.
Right.
He's not getting the complete package. And there will be consequences as a result of that.
Where have they gone? Is this something that's just been generated by the media and more attention to this type of a subject? Where exactly have the fathers gone?
Unfortunately, two of the consequences and results of this, well, the first one is the media has such a great impact, and it's telling the young men that they don't have to become fathers. They can just have a good time and not form that traditional family. So one of the cop-outs is just have a good life, enjoy yourselves. You don't have to become attached as a father figure. And the second also has to do with selfishness. Not only the media and the role models being established there, but you can get away, you can father children without taking up the responsibility.
So they vacated that commitment, that responsibility to be a father and to be there.
And broken homes also have contributed, because while broken homes and divorce rates are skyrocketing, it separates families. And sometimes even well-meaning dads, what Mario says is absolutely true about the selfishness and the spreading away, but also sometimes well-meaning dads are separated by distance, by maybe new families, and are not able to contribute what they need to their original family. And this has its detrimental effects on the children who grow up in such a home.
There's a scripture in the book of Malachi that says to the effect that God desires a godly offspring. What does that mean for families today, Mario?
It means that children are not accidents. They are designed babies, but not the way the science is saying it. Babies are designed for a purpose, and that is to become godly offspring. And for that, you need a father and mother as it was originally designed.
Yeah. Well, in the same chapter in Malachi, God also says he hates divorce. So the splitting up, the separating of the father and mother would not yield a godly offspring. And you want both parents there available for teaching, for training, for helping those children to grow up in a godly way.
The plan is in the family.
It is.
It is. Well, this is a large subject, a very important one, and an exciting one for us to be talking about today. We're going to take a break, but before we do that, I want to just mention the featured piece of literature that we're offering today, which is Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. We've especially prepared this to help families understand their role in the world today, and especially the role of the father. Stay tuned to this message, and we'll be right back.
Happy children and successful marriages don't just happen. They are not just dreams. They really exist for people who know how to build families through the practices you can discover in your free copy of Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. Read what always works. Call 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv. Build stability, warmth, and love into all your relationships with this step-by-step guide to the lifestyle of family success. Know the secrets of what to do at each season of your child's development and the quality and quantity of time it takes to have a marriage blessed for a lifetime. That's 1-888-886-8632 or beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension.
And we're back to Beyond Today. We're discussing fatherhood today. Where have fathers gone? The featured piece of literature that we are offering is our booklet, Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. You can get a free copy by going on the web at beyondtoday.tv. You can either read it there or order a free copy for yourself. We'll be glad to send it to you. There is no cost, no charge. Gentlemen, we were talking about the importance of our fathers in the first segment, and I want to move this time into a little different phase of this subject. A trend that is quite prevalent in our world today of women, single women, opting to have children without a father. There was a recent article in the New York Times magazine, Looking for Mr. Good Sperm, here was the title of it, and it was a fascinating article just for the trend that is taking over society of single mothers by choice, or as they call them sometimes, choice mothers, which is a growing segment of society of well-to-do young women, 20s, 30s, age group who are wanting children without benefit of having a father. And this is a growing trend in our society. What's wrong with this picture, Gary? What's taking place here?
Well, I see selfishness being a part of the issue, but I also see that perhaps young women have had bad experiences with the male gender,
right.
Either somebody important in their life, perhaps they've been hurt, perhaps they've been let down, perhaps they've been disappointed, and that they are displacing that same thought and feeling and attitude on men. Therefore, they don't want to hassle with men. They don't want to have to interface with men on a regular basis and try to do it alone. Except what's happening is they may not be suffering through it, but what about the children that are born in such a situation?
The children are the ones that will be impacted by that as they grow and develop through various stages of maturity.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. What's wrong with it is that there is a missing element here. You have the child, you have the mother, but you don't have the father. And this is going to cause long-term difficulties. Recent clinical studies have shown how unique the father's role is in this. Now, this wasn't something that psychologists really were expecting, but they were surprised as they did clinical studies how important the father's role is in the sexual identity of the child, how the child is able to detach himself eventually from the mother's influence so he can make decisions on his own, and also the father's own unique way of playing with the child, building into him the desire and the curiosity to look at the world around him.
I think there's another important factor to this, and that is the moderating influence that a father provides to a child, especially to a young boy, that just helps to settle them. Certain studies have been done that show that youth, especially young males who get caught up in various urban riots, very often don't have a father figure in the home, and that energy and that frustration that would normally have been channeled or taken care of by a moderating father figure just isn't there. There's a recent article that was done by Newsweek magazine. They had a cover story on troubled boys and their problems in succeeding in school. And this article made this staggering conclusion here that fits right into what we're talking about. It says, one of the most reliable predictors of whether a boy will succeed or fail in high school rests on a single question. Does he have a man in his life to look up to? Too often the answer is no. High rates of divorce and single motherhood have created a generation of fatherless boys. An adolescent boy without a father figure is like an explorer without a map. You know, children growing up without a father, they just miss a lot. What's the single most important contribution that a father makes to a child, Gary?
I would say the example of a father to a child is of prime importance. Boys learn to be boys by seeing other boys. Girls learn to be girls by seeing other girls. And picture yourself seeing the same movie over and over again every day of your life. And this is what children see every day of their life. They see the movie of their family. boys see what dads are supposed to be, what boys are supposed to be like by seeing their dads. Boys see how they're supposed to act, how they're supposed to conduct themselves. Boys learn to be dads by seeing their dads. Boys learn to be husbands by seeing their fathers.
I think today they're seeing too many bad movies.
No, I think so too.
Mario, what's the single most important contribution in your eyes that a father makes to the emotional development of a child?
I think it is being there for the child. Child not only needs the mother, and it's very interesting how when a mother picks up a child, they usually turn the child toward her.
Right.
And the child identifies himself very much with the mother. But a father will usually pick him up and turn him toward the world around him. So the father helps so much counteract and counterbalance the mother's large influence. So it's a balancing. I like the illustration of the feminine influence on a family as this magnetic pole. And then you have the masculine influence that the father has. And the child is like a ball that's being tossed by the influence. And so with this illustration we have now of the father missing, the mother has to try to make up for this opposite pole and for the child to develop a well-rounded personality.
I think as much as women would like to think that they have those all of that ability to make up the difference, it's not always there in their makeup, is it?
No, it is not. And boys need the love and attention from their dads. Boys need to have dads play with them. Girls do too, for that matter. Boys need to have somebody they can look to and identify with. And they find that males, men, fathers tend to play with their children more than the mothers do. The mothers are the natural caregivers, but the men tend to play with them more and give them that sense of fun and identification with their dads in that particular way.
There's a scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 4, that says to fathers, it says, "Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Mario, very quickly here, just I'll toss this to you. How do we apply this in the father's role of the development of a child?
It's interesting that verse mentions in other versions that they should rear their children with a tender care. The way the child is reared shouldn't be in a harsh and humiliating manner. So this idea that the Bible just has this instruction to, you know, beat the child every time he does something wrong,
right? Influence.
That isn't. It says there to rear your child with tenderness. And at the same time, provide them guidelines, rules, for them to be able to know where the borders are in their lives.
That's very important in getting ready to be a father and understanding exactly what it takes to provide that missing dimension, which is what we are offering today, this booklet, Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. We have a message about that. You can order this online at beyondtoday.tv. When we come back, we'll discuss some basic keys to a father's role in child rearing. Watch this message. We'll be right back.
Happy children and successful marriages really exist for people who know how to build families through the practices you can discover, know the secrets of what to do at each season of your child's development, and the quality and quantity of time it takes to have a marriage blessed for a lifetime. Call 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. Every family needs a steady diet of good news, so get yours with your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. You'll regularly read about how to apply principles of family success that always work, raise happy children, enhance and solve problems in your relationship, and move ahead by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv for the Good News. Help your family succeed.
And we are back. Welcome back to Beyond Today. We're talking today about where have the fathers gone. When you request the piece of literature on the missing dimension in the family, you're also going to receive a free copy, a free subscription to the Good News Magazine. This is our flagship publication on Beyond Today. This latest issue happens to have a cover story entitled Where Have All the Fathers Gone?, written by one of our guests on the program today, Mr. Mario Segli. And he goes into a great deal more detail on the subject of effective fathering in these articles, along with some interviews with other experts on the subject. It's an issue you'll not want to miss. There are many other articles on Christian living, doctrine, and Bible teaching and instruction you'll find regularly in the Good News magazine. It is a very important publication to you. Mario, you have raised four daughters. One of your biggest qualifications to be on our program here today. What have they taught you about child rearing?
They have taught me, first of all, the awesome responsibility I have for their ultimate future, because I realized how much influence. It's not only genetic, but also the atmosphere they would grow up in, the stimulation, the encouragement. So that is what they taught me, that I could not be a passive father. I had to be an active father. I had to be there for them and in a long-term relationship with them, that they are not going to leave this relationship when they become adults, but that I will always be a father to them and that I will be actively involved to see that they succeed in their families, in their careers, until it's my turn to finish being on this earth.
I had a very wise man tell me one time that you never stop raising your children. That's exactly what you've said in other words. Gary, you've raised two daughters. What have they taught you about child rearing?
Well, our daughters have taught me the need for a father to be with their children. Our daughters love to be with us. They love to spend time with us. They wanted us to be around. They wanted us to be with them. They wanted us to go with them. They wanted us to show them how to do certain things. I remember also learning how to treat our children differently. Our first daughter was born, Jan, and when she was born into the world, she loved to be held. She loved to be read to. She loved to be cuddled. Well, I thought, well, when my second daughter is born, she's going to want the very same thing. So when our second daughter was born, I went, I'm going to hold you on my lap. Well, she didn't like to stay very long. She'd sit for a little while and go. Well, I learned from that the children are different, and we have to give each child what they need.
They are different, each one. Raised in the same family, but
raised
can be completely different.
You
know, there's another scripture from the book of Malachi. We referred to one earlier, but it makes a wonderful point about fatherhood. It's Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. And it says, He, speaking of God, will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. We obviously see here God's concern for preserving families. And it's interesting that it says here first that it will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. How can the hearts of fathers be turned to their children, Gary?
Well, the only way you can turn your heart to your children is to be concerned about them, is to care for them. And caring for them means spending time with them. As you are around them and as you're with them, and I don't mean just being in the same vicinity, but I mean actually spending time with them, doing things with them. A child who can feel comfortable to come to their father when they have a little broken toy will also feel comfortable to come to their father when they have a much more serious crisis
right.
in the future. So it takes time and it takes example, parent, father being there with his children.
If you're not there for the small things, then they're not going to come to you for the big things.
You're
that
right.
really count.
Yeah. I think the scripture also shows us the importance of initiating the bonding with the child, that God does not expect the child to have to bond with his parent, but that the parents have to take the initiative, that they have to turn the hearts of their children toward them first before the children can do it with their parents and establish that long-term relationship and not take it for granted. This is not like planting a seed and just watering it and watching it, but that it is an active role. That's why parents now are more involved, and that's a very healthy trend, where they're having a co-parenting where both are involved in the child rearing and getting much more involved than maybe previous generations. So not everything is negative. Some things are being done better by this present generation of parents.
Well, and when it is done better, it really does work, and obviously to the benefit of the children involved. You know, there's another segment that we really haven't yet talked about, and that is single parents, especially single mothers who by circumstances beyond their control are raising children, sometimes boys, by themselves without the benefit of a male figure there. I've always been a fan of the Western writer Louis L'Amour. I read dozens of his novels. A few years ago, I picked up a compilation of quotes that his daughter had put together from all of his novels, and she made a point in the introduction to this book I'd like to read here, that she said when she first began to read her father's books she read for enjoyment, she later understood what some of his fan mail had meant, though. Women who were raising children without husbands had written to him that they were raising their children on the teachings of his books. They told their sons that if they grew up to have the morals and values of his characters, they would be good men, men to be proud of, men to shape the world. I found that fascinating, that single mothers would use his writings with positive male figures to shape their sons without a father in the home. Gary, what are some other tips that we might give to a single mother raising sons or daughters all by themselves?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that for single mothers out there, that we commend you for the job you're doing. Many times it's not their fault.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
And they have a difficult road ahead of them. Many of them take on greater responsibilities. Many of them try to wear two hats, both the father and the mother's hat, do things with their children. But one thing I would say is very important for them is to not be afraid to ask for help and seek help. Seeking help from trusted friends, male friends, from grandfathers, from uncles, from brothers, who can be examples to their children from the male perspective, so that their children can grow up with a little more balance in life. And also never to feel like they have to go it alone, to seek some help.
Yeah. Mario?
Yeah, that's very true, that single mothers should not lose hope. They can rear wonderful children.
They can.
But they have to realize they're going to need help. Don't try to do it all by yourself. Don't try to be a father and mother to them. Be a good mother to them. But find these father figures that are respectable men, whether it's the coach, whether it's in the clergy, whether it's a grandfather or uncle. But find someone that child can learn about the good masculine values.
We hope that they can find that example in that person that they can turn to. This is a big subject. I see right now we're going to have to come back to it and revisit this. We'll have a final message in just a minute. Stay tuned for this.
Happy children and successful marriages really exist for people who know how to build families through the practices you can discover, know the secrets of what to do at each season of your child's development, and the quality and quantity of time it takes to have a marriage blessed for a lifetime. Call 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension.
God places great emphasis on the role of the father within the family. Along with a devoted mother, the two form an anchor in the family, the blueprint for God's plan of salvation. The father is the leader in the family. His role, when properly executed, is essential to developing an emotionally complete child. It is a tragedy that society has come to the point of asking where all the fathers have gone, with so many leaving or abandoning their proper roles. If you're a father, or will be at some point, you don't have to follow the trend. Instead, by following God's laws and true values, you can be the kind of father He wants you to be, and your children will be blessed. Gary, Mario, thanks for being with us today. When you're looking to understand your future, remember this program. That's Beyond Today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.